This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador responding to the anti-government protests in Cuba on Monday. The Mexican president saying the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba should be ended to help its people. The demonstrations are the biggest anti-government protests in decades, fueled by anger over shortages in basic goods. López Obrador told a news conference, "The truth is that if one wanted to help Cuba, the first thing that should be done is to suspend the blockade of Cuba, as the majority of countries in the world are asking." Thousands of Cubans on Sunday joined street demonstrations from Havana to Santiago, chanting freedom. Many are also calling for President Miguel Díaz-Canel to step down. López Obrador expressed his solidarity with the Cuban people and urged countries not to intervene in the communist-run country, nor to exploit the situation for political ends. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan handed over his authority at a ceremony on Monday. This comes as America winds down its 20-year military presence and Taliban insurgents continue to gain territory across the nation. General Scott Miller is poised to transfer authority to General Frank McKenzie, the head of the U.S. Central Command. The U.S. withdrawal is to conclude August 31st. Pfizer says it will meet with top U.S. officials on Monday. The meeting is to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor is acknowledging it is entirely conceivable, maybe likely, that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. This is